Conventional wisdom holds that Carnival is a lousy time to go looking for the celebrated food culture of New Orleans, that this season of parades and balls and late-night parties is when our town's intense fixation on food takes a breather. But I disagree. In my experience, the focus just shifts a bit, and this new look can be rewarding and memorable in its own right. True, many restaurants close or significantly alter their operations, though a great deal do soldier on right through to Fat Tuesday itself. But, first and foremost, Carnival happens on the streets, and that's where to look for its imprint on the way New Orleans eats. Yes, it's easy to succumb to funnel cake and corn dogs from the blaring and bright carny carts that descend with the season, but there is so much more homegrown food out there these days. The city's ad hoc fleet of food trucks has greatly increased the quality and diversity of street food, from Korean chicken tacos to falafels with shredded beets to poutine, a type of cheese fries, to name just a few of the options out there. But these roving kitchens are limited in number, and they can't be everywhere. But what does seem to be everywhere, or at least everywhere around the Uptown Parade route, is something I call entrepreneurial home cooking. This comes from people setting up shop near the route, sometimes in their front yards or behind the fence line of their church or school, to put on the equivalent of a Mardi Gras bake sale of simple, satisfying, bedrock delicious New Orleans cooking. In years past, I've had red, meaty jambalaya in a paper bowl from a folding table by the sidewalk, and sauce-soaked ribs pulled from a trailer-mounted smoker wedged up against someone's porch. I've had my pick from a veritable buffet of slow cookers filled with stew and gumbo and dirty rice. And last year, my Endymion Saturday unexpectedly began with breakfast burritos sold from a makeshift diner counter a neighbor installed in his garage. The burritos didn't seem particularly New Orleansy, but the Go Cup Bloody Mary supplied to wash them down sure did. The lineup of these homemade street eats is in constant flux, changing up as the financial goals, supplies, parade schedules, and individual ambitions adjust. That means it's impossible to make any recommendations day to day, much less year to year. That little barbecue stand might be blowing and going on Friday night, but just plain gone by Saturday. But keep your eyes peeled and keep an open mind. We know it's helpful to have a game plan for Mardi Gras, but in my experience, it's also vital to stay open for spontaneity. And that holds true when we're talking about food during Mardi Gras. Most of this activity is, of course, unlicensed, uninspected, and unregulated. Maybe that's off-putting to some, and maybe it runs counter to the greater scrutiny that goes into so much of what we do, or eat, or buy these days. But it's fine with me. It's Mardi Gras, after all. And if everything we experience during this time of year had to be regulated and approved, well, it wouldn't make for a very Fat Tuesday, would it? Learn more at wwno.org.